It's time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Welcome to June, Mayor.
Yes, there it is.
It's a
crazy, busy month of May and June, but all good.
So much happens this month, exactly, yeah, from graduations to Flag Day and beyond, for sure.
Indeed.
I was hoping we could start out this morning with a little discussion about a press conference you're holding later on this morning up at the Crown Colony Office Park.
Yes, sure. We're going to be up at 1600 Crown Colony. It's an empty office building. It was a healthcare company in there for some time, but as everybody knows, the world has changed drastically when it comes to office buildings and office parks and the new way of working with a lot of people working remotely. So we've got some vacancies in that park, and, you know, times change. So we as a city have to adjust. And last year, at my recommendation, the city council approved a zoning overlay district, which would then allow for other uses other than what was prescribed initially for the park, which was originally obviously planned out as an office park. So we have to adjust. We have to make those changes for all the right reasons. One is, you know, we're not collecting the property taxes we used to. When a building is empty, the owners are eligible for abatements. Therefore, you're not collecting the significant property taxes that you would have out of it. In a project like this, we are responding to a need in the marketplace with a 55 and over market rate, 55 and over with all the amenities, 315 units. And as part of that, like any construction, it results in a lot of jobs. Construction jobs, supply chain jobs. We have, there'll be jobs on site, people working there. And also, it's going to provide, you know, housing not only for 55 and over, but somebody sells their home, that opens it up for a family. We have a kind of a backlog, if you will, for housing for families to buy. Quincy's hot. People want to be here for all the right reasons, despite what some of our newly elected say. The results are higher property values. Of course, we've got a great school system, safe city, clean city, great open spaces and all. And of course, Crown Colony is right near the Quincy Adams Station. It's right off the highway. It's not in the middle of a neighborhood. So for all the right reasons, I think this is a great thing. And it's a great example of the greater Boston and other communities' life after the office market.
What will actually be unveiled this morning, Mayor?
Some of the images, a little bit more in detail on the project. Just an emphasis on the changes we made zoning-wise and why it makes sense. And going forward, you know, there's another project we'll be talking about. So it's good stuff.
Is this will the city be purchasing any of the property there?
No, we will not. It's all private developers' hands.
Okay. And this, I know that the Atlantic Development Project is 55 and older. Is that Quincy residents, or is that just for the general market?
That would be the general market. Obviously, I think there'd be a lot of Quincy people that would look at it, because a lot of Quincy people want to stay in Quincy. And that's one of the reasons they stay in their homes. But yeah, it'll be open to the market.
And do you know, are there any plans for retail developments in that area?
That is also being worked on by Atlantic Development. This is a whole shift and change. Of course, the more people you put up there, that opens it up to other retail uses. So there will be more to say on that later.
Okay. So would that mean there would be no more commercial space up there? Or would it be all residential, do you know?
No. I mean, there'd be a mix. I mean, obviously, there's a couple of still office buildings that are active. Bell is in a building up there that Fox Rock owns. So it wouldn't be a complete wipeout, but it adjusts. We've got some buildings that have been empty for a long time and big empty parking lots. And so it makes sense. I don't think people understand the whole implication on the property taxes joke. Mm-hmm. This project will bring in at least $2.5 million in property taxes, which is significantly higher than what we were receiving there before.
Is there still vacant land there that can be developed?
Yes, there is. Yep.
Okay. So that's 11 o'clock this morning, and this is open to the public. Yes, folks want to stop and hear about it?
It is. It's at the 1600 location. Yep. it's also nice to be on site to get a real feel for what we're talking about, you know.
Sure. Very good. Another project I hope we could talk about this morning, Mayor, is the plans to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property. And your administration made a presentation to the City Council last night. Questions were raised about the financing of it. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about how the city plans to finance the purchase.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, whatever the discussion is in finance, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, the ENC College campus, it's right almost smack in the middle of our city, but certainly smack in the middle of some beautiful residential neighborhoods in Wollaston. And this is an opportunity for us to preserve that. Obviously, there's a cost to that. There's also value. You know, you weigh cost and value. What is the value? The value of that property is far greater than what the cost of the purchase price is. So I'd say that first of all. Second, I know last night Commissioner David Murphy was presenting on behalf of the administration, and the you know, the plan is when you get control of the property, we could move quickly to unload, sell somewhere between 10 and 14 single-family homes, which would bring in several million dollars, which would then, you know, buy some time, if you will, for planning out the rest of it. Now, those homes, properties, now those will get on the tax rolls, so now you've got revenue coming in. It'll give us time to do a complete assessment. We've talked a lot about community use at the Cove Center, dance groups, theater groups, etc. Now, they wouldn't be on necessarily on the city's dime. They'd have to all chip in, pay rent, and carry the cost of utilities and so forth. We also have, we partner with Quincy After School Daycare for our school kids. Many of our schools are used by Quincy After School Daycare. Parents that are working, kids stay in the program for a little longer day. We have a wait list of over 200 kids on that. So there may be a possibility to use one of the buildings to help us with that program, for example. I know we've talked about 55 and over there, which would be more of the affordable type. Wouldn't have all the fancy amenities that one would be up at Crown Colony, but that would that project, you know, would probably partner with a developer, and then you know, you'd be getting revenue taxes out of that project as well. So it's a combination of things. We don't want to add necessarily any financial burden. But I think it's going to be very affordable, and I think over time it's going to more than pay for itself.
So initially, though, the funding would be for a bond?
Well, we're looking at perhaps a bond anticipated note, which is a short-term borrowing for a year, and then figure out where we're at, how many houses we buy, and then what is the real number. If we have to borrow, that number would be significantly less than the 21 or 22 million.
I know there was mention about possibly selling the former Messina lot to help finance this project. How would that work?
Well, that's a whole different, a little bit of a different animal. Yes, we've been looking at that for a bit anyway. The need for Messina was at the time to handle displaced parking when we took the old garage down on the old parking way. Mm-hmm. At some point, we knew we would be selling that lot. It would probably be developed. So, yes, we'd be doing an RFP, which was in the works, to get that on the market and see what we get for responses. Obviously, we want something that's going to benefit the downtown, you know, that wouldn't just be just to sell it off.
Sure. And the houses that would be sold, Mayor, would those be sold to Quincy residents first?
Yes, that is the goal. We'd like to see maybe first-time home buyers. And obviously, they're, you know, they need work. So they're definitely fixer-uppers. So I don't want to see a developer come in and buy 10 of them. And, you know, I'd like to have Quincy kids have a shot at it first. Mm-hmm.
And the 55 and older, would that also be Quincy resident priority?
Yes.
Very good. And is the timeline still June 15th?
Yes, that's the timeline set by Eastern Nazarene College. They you know, as you know, they closed some time ago. Mm-hmm. They have debt on the property. They want to get out of that debt, pay it off, and move on. And I understand that. So that's part of the transaction language. So, yes.
Very good. If Finally, Mayor, I thought we could just mention the honoring of the retirement of Master Sergeant John DiLorenzo from the ROTC program up at North Quincy High School.
Yes, actually, at the banquet last week, I awarded him the Richard J. Koch Youth Service Award because he's not going to be able to be with us at the parade. He's going to be traveling to D.C., I think, with some of the kids on one of the programs. Yeah, but he's been a heck of a leader for our ROTC program for, 180 kids or so each year. He's been doing it for 25 years. He's there nights and weekends, and he's really giving it his all. He's quite a guy. The kids love him. And the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you think about 180 kids involved in that program. It's pretty remarkable. So we wish him well. We thank him for his service. He tried to retire a couple of years ago, and knowing that there was nobody behind him, he felt really badly. So he stayed longer to try to help find a replacement. And he thought he had one at the beginning of this past school year, and that individual, something happened with family illness, and that person left. So, there's a shortage, I guess, from what I understand, nationally, these types of positions. So John will be missed for sure.
Yeah, he's a very humble man. Also, I've known him many, many years, and just committed to his dedication and his kids. That's really his main goal.
Absolutely.
Honored at the city council last night as well.
Awesome.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
Enjoy the beautiful day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.